wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
There's a lot of parents this morning who have dropped their kids off at school, who logged on and only to find out that their kids have not been placed at a school yet that they've chosen to try and send their kids to. It will work out, I promise you. But I do feel that it's quite disappointing to be in a position where you can log on and find out that your kid's been accepted to maybe three or four schools and other kids haven't been placed yet.
Sure.
I think it's like, and then I know our education department's gone, listen, don't panic. We'll wait till the people accept where they're going to go to and we'll free up a lot more spaces.
Yeah.
It's just so heartbreaking for parents that have kids and to try and tell their kids, okay, that they're going to school and there's nothing as yet. Because guess what's going to be spoken about today at school?
Where kids got accepted.
Where kids got accepted.
Yeah.
Right. Now, fortunately, I was in a area. There was a feeder area, right? So, like, you went to the primary school, you went to the high school. It was automatic.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as waiting and being accepted. It was, oh, it's convenient. I'm going to go literally in Thomas Bowler, where I grew up. I'm going to go from Thomas Bowler, I'm going to go down Denison Way to the primary school and then down Letchworth Drive to the high school in Edgemead, right? It was given.
Yeah.
Nowadays, as a parent, you look at your kids, and if they're sporting or academic, whatever it is orientated, you then apply for a school in your area that can, you know, facilitate their high school chapter.
Yes.
And then you wait. And then today's the day that you find out where they've been accepted.
Mm.
And for a lot of kids this morning, it was nothing. Sure. Nothing.
Yeah, and it must be devastating for them, too.
As a parent, what do you... How? Mm. Who do you turn to? Do you phone the school and go, hey, what's up?
Or do you wait the process out?
Or do you wait the process out? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a heartbreaking process for a lot of parents. Are you one of those parents? We've had lots of messages this morning. And we're with you. We're with you on this journey. What, like, your thought process is, what happens next?
Mm.
When are we going to hear?
Mm-hmm.
What do I tell my kids?
Stuff.
For some parents, it's a conversation that goes like this. Four schools have accepted. Four schools have accepted my child.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make a decision as to where. Here's the horrible side. And this is, and honestly, this is what I feel personally. My kids aren't at a stage when they're going to high school yet.
Mm-hmm.
But if my child has been accepted into four schools and your child's success has been accepted into no schools, there's a problem here.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what the problem is that four schools have space for me. Right? Surely the system, and I hear it from both angles.
Yes.
From the angle where my child has four possibilities.
Mm.
How can my child have four and yours have none?
Yo.
What was the news this morning? Where's your child been accepted to?
To Edgemead High.
Yay! Yes. Great school.
Very exciting, yes. It was her first choice, and that's where she wants to go.
Vitam abundantius habera.
Afate.
Great school, under the leadership of an incredible friend of mine, Joel Erasmus, whose daughter and mine danced together in dancing school. But I've known the Erasmus family in Edgemead for my whole life.
Mm.
The dad, Pedro, a minister at the Edge Church, his son, Daniel's now the head pastor there. Stephen Scott is the vice pastor at the church. The brother's the headmaster at the high school. Talk about a community.
Yeah.
Mm. Great community, Michelle. Congratulations, and you're going to love it there.
Yes, I'm very excited. I was actually so taken aback by their open day. So,
stunning.
Super exciting.
Hi, morning, Ryan.
Tina, did you get much sleep last night?
None at all.
What time were you online this morning?
I woke up at 4.
Whew.
Yes.
What was the news? What was it? Good, bad news?
It was good news. Sorry, I'm a bit emotional now.
No, 100%.
We've been under quite a bit of pressure. Obviously, all the moms and dads have, and the kids have been so brave. I've been asking Jack, you know, aren't you worried? And he said, no, I'm not worried. It's going to be fine, you know, all bravado. And he got into one of the schools, and when I told him this morning, his face, I've never seen him so relieved, and then he just burst into tears, and it was just such a moment, because, you know, they're little big boys now, you know, and they want to have all this muchness, but he was just so relieved. And then as we got to school, he said, Mom, must I tell anybody or must I wait to hear if someone else tells me first?
Oh, man.
I thought, you know, these poor kids.
And
yeah.
It seems to your point, you know, you look at your child and they're still a child, you know. They're kids. And yeah, they're a young man going to big school next year. And it's, but emotionally, it's this massive household sigh of relief that my child, high school next year, and it's huge. And when you said that you saw your son burst into tears, as a parent looking at a child doing that, you realize what the importance of that. Yeah. It never happened to us growing up that we were that relieved to be accepted at a high school. It's massive pressure on households.
Exactly. No, absolutely. So, and I mean, I just think it's such a testament to the kids too that, you know, the education is so important to them.
Spot on.
And they take it so seriously. So, yeah, I'm just praying for all the other parents out there.
Absolutely.
Who
Tina,
have
there's
to take the next step.
So many parents this morning that are asking themselves questions. And you know what those questions are? What did we do wrong? What did my son or daughter do wrong? I couldn't, as a dad, imagine telling Faith when she asks me, Dad, where am I going to high school next year? And I go, I don't know, because we've got, at this stage, nothing.
Sure.
I can't imagine sending her to school to face other children who have been selected to multiple schools. And I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them. But as a dad, man, that's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. And I'm feel for every... I tear up thinking about the households this morning that have to have that conversation with their children.
Sure.
How are you feeling? 0829-904-904.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.